One.
There you go.
Dan?
One. One.
Okay, yeah. Everybody, we're the Spaves, and our first tune's called My Uncle's Got an Asbo. One, two, three, four! Bashing up the barboard, trashing up the place. Spitting on the pavement, spitting in your face. Bashing up the cupboard, we're nights in the cell. Let me face on you with modern ray, tell me. My uncle's got an asbo. My uncle's got an asbo. Bashing up the cupboard, being watched wherever he goes. Bashing up the barboard, trashing up the place. Spitting on the pavement, spitting in your face. Bashing up the covers with nights in the cell. Let me hit my day, you in Monterey, tell me. My uncle's got an asbo. My uncle's got an asbo. Bashing up the covers, being watched wherever he goes. Chuck a doggy! Chuck a doggy! Chuck a doggy! Me uncle's got an asbo. Me uncle's got an asbo. Bashing up the coffers, being one for every ghost.
Thank you.
I can't hear the drummer's mic.
One.
Is it on? Okay, our next song. You ready, Steve? It's called
One. One.
Our next song is called It's True. Ready, Steve? Yeah. One, two, three, four.
It's true.
TV says smoking cigarettes.
It's true.
Beat up on the coffee desk.
It's true.
And I don't want to go out tonight.
It's true.
That it's gone from 9 to 5. And it's true
that I want to with you. It's true that I want to with you. It's true, it's true, it's true
that I want to with you.
It's true, it's true, it's true
that I'm one of you.
It's true.
The days are harder when you're on your own.
It's true.
And you sit by the telephone.
It's true.
The matter calls goes nobody cares.
It's true.
Whoever said that life was fair. And it's true that I'm one of you.
And it's true
that I'm one of you.
It's true, it's true,
it's true that I'm one of you.
It's true, it's true,
it's true that I'm one of you.
It's true.
TV says smoking cigarettes.
It's true.
Feed up on the coffee desk.
It's true.
And I don't want to go out tonight.
It's true.
Let us go from 9 to 5. And it's true
that I'm one of you. And it's true that I'm one of you. And it's true, it's true,
it's true that I'm one of you.
And it's true, it's true,
it's true that I'm one of you. Thank you. One. Take care. Our next song is called Leave Me Alone. Every time I'm walking, talking, people in my face try to tell me I don't feel so good, how they're fucking great. Well, I wish they'd leave me alone. And I wish they'd leave me alone. And I wish they'd leave me alone. And I wish they'd leave me alone. Well, it's still good in the form of a man who works at the corner shop. I hate this place, and I hate this place. Gonna make this place
Thank you. Our next song is called Taped Up.
Local song, and they said nothing, and the fishman said, and he did nothing. Just the same old story on a different street. And I wanna go home, but it's taped up. 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 This is the way things are supposed to be. Come here, you, or it's the baby. This is the way things are supposed to be. Baby, we trapped outside. For a time lost in life tonight. Stuck in the cold. Gotta do as we're told. And I push my down, and I'm living up there. And I'm the local song. And it's in our bed. And I'm just like that. And it's in our bed. It's just the same old story on a different street. And I wanna go home, but it's taped up. 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 It's the way things are supposed to be. Come here, you, oh, come here, babe. It's just the way things are supposed to be. Come here, you, oh, come here,
got one more for you for this half of the set. It's called I Don't Want It.
Oh. When I'm gonna smash my head up against the wall, make myself up when I fall. I'm gonna take my own life, I can't believe things are big and sick. Because I don't want it. She don't want it. She don't want it. Anyone. Well, you live your life in misery. One still here is a mystery.
Take a little bit of a breather now. Got some exciting news. We're going to have another Katie report in a minute from Faux Restaurant in Clerkenwell. Dave Elvis has entered the building.
Hey.
And he said he will very kindly perform a track. I'm hoping it'll be the number he performed first the other week. My dad's a milkman. He said he's going to perform a track. If the Spivs are happy to support him in that at the end of their next set, I'm sure they will be. But anyway, before we go to Ellen and Paul's conclusion to the election, we're going to go to Faux Restaurant. So I'll just give Katie a call. Bear with us. Hello? Hello, Faux. So you've got some more... election interested parties there. We'll just hand over to you. Can you hear us, Kate?
Hello, yeah.
Oh, we've got you.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yeah.
Excellent. So, can I start talking now, or what?
Yeah, introduce us to your, introduce us to the diners.
Okay. Alright, so I have four gentlemen here, which is kind of nice bowl of soup, so, and they have a sign to give their opinions. So I'll go to you first, sir. What's your name, and let's go to you first, what's your name and what is your profession?
I'm a computer technician. And I don't live in London, so I don't get the votes, but I used to live in London. And I would say, my opinion is that Boris Johnson would be a good laugh to be the Mayor of London. But I don't think he'd be very effective. And like, it would be funny to have Mussolini as the leader of London. It would be very amusing. But I think Ken Livingstone's policies are, some of them are good, some of them are bad. But I think he's the best bet, really.
Hello, so thank you very much for that, Richard. I don't see everyone's way towards Ken in the restaurant tonight, but we'll see the next gentleman. Hi, what's your name and what do you do?
My name is Roger. And, hello? Am I talking to your personal? Oh, no, just
you. Hello, Roger.
My name is Carl, and, well, politics, jeez, I don't know. Oh, shoot. Don't tell me I'm live on air right now. I don't.
Anyway, he's backed out, but because he said he voted for Boris, I think that's why. No, he didn't vote. Anyway, so the next friend I have here is, what's your name and what's your order?
Hello, my name's Andrew. I'm a designer. I work in urban regeneration about 15 years, but I'm not from London, yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to say, but I can tell you who I voted for. I voted for Ken. I'm sorry I haven't had many Boris voters tonight, but okay.
Also, you voted for Ken first. Who was your second option?
My second option?
Boris Johnson?
No, it wasn't Boris Johnson, and it wasn't the BNP. It was actually... it was Sean Berry of the Green Party was next, but although it doesn't really count, but I like the Greens. I would have voted Green, but I had to vote Ken to keep Boris out. That was my logic, you see. I can't, is there actually people listening to this? There are, online. There's 40 people in the room. Well, hi there, you people. it's very nice to be speaking to all tonight. Anyway, do you want any more questions?
Well, one question more question for you. What was the policy that really grabbed you from Ken, mainly? Was there anything that like, affects your life?
Well, to be honest, I don't know much about his policies, but it's actually based on the fact that he's actually, I believe, that he's improved transport around London. I think the buses are on here, the congestion charge has an effect, minimal. My friend says the bending buses are a problem, and I was against them at first, but I actually think his transport policies have worked, and it's on that basis that I voted for Ken, and also on a real fear that Boris Johnson is a buffoon, and
long have you been in London?
Okay, that's good. I've got a letter. Johnny Lee, journalist, London dweller for 10 years. Quite frankly, it's a bit of a farce, isn't it, really? I mean, you know, you've got some ex-member of the Bullion Club, some blazer goes around restaurants, getting absolutely hammered on champagne, smashing the place up, as opposed to Mr. Livingston, who's got a fine job for the last 12 years. And quite frankly, it's Ken. It's got to be Ken all the way. He is going to win. Boris is a buffoon. He's a comedy character. He's worth every minute, and he should be on TV. He is on TV. But quite frankly, as a leader of the London Assembly, it's a disaster. So I can't believe it's going to be anybody but Ken, to be honest. And that's my vote. That's where my cross is in the box. And that's where I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, so thank you very much, everybody. How's that, Adam? Hello, Adam, Grace? LFM.
We've lost Adam. Hello, LFM, still here? Yes, still live and in the place.
We've just been informed that two undercover agents from the council have turned up. Adam still is out currently negotiating with them. Sorry about that.
So being busted. Is that what we're saying?
Apparently so. I don't know what's going to follow this now.
No, I don't either. Band, hold up a sec.
Because I think. Obviously, the way we're going to have this probably is we're going to upset them, so we need to.
Okay, well, thank you, Robin Report. We better sign off and find out what's going on.
Thank you, Kate.
That's alright. See you soon.
Bye, Kate.
So, what's the coup? Who are you?
I'm Tamon.
Hi, Tamon. And you got something to say?
Not an awful lot, except for the fact that I'm not too sure how we should really proceed because, well, I don't know, obviously there's another band lined up, but... Yeah, as Richard just pointed out, it's not possible to proceed quietly, so I'm not too sure.
I don't know, well, acoustic numbers? Anyone got an acoustic? No. Well, this is a turn-up.
Shall I play my silent being set?
Rick's offered to play his silent being set. I'm not even sure if this is a true rumour, but it does appear our producer has left the studio and is quite possibly negotiating with the authorities. You'd think the council workers would be busy counting all their election results, wouldn't you? Not running around trying to shut down election broadcasts. Well, that's the thing. Only if I put a couple of them out from the van. But we do need to fill a gap with two, so let's whack them here a sec.
Please bear with us as we find a couple of channels to patch Rick into. Then we can find out what to do.
Schedule.
Yeah. I can't believe this wasn't actually kind of figured into the kind of running of the evening. I mean, there's been a noise abatement on this place previously.
What, getting busted?
It was always on the card when I walked up the street. It was so fucking loud.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to get noise abated today. I told you. Sorry.
Okay.
But we're appear to have Rick patched into the mixer, so Steve, send us a signal, Rick. A few more technical issues. And it was all going so smoothly previously. Earlier on, I commented on how good David managed to make everything sound. Well, we had a few band things previously, and we've had such a hard time of it. Been ill-equipped and ill managed. But well, actually, let's see how this can sound.
And the United States government, I blame them all. Because they have the power to change these things and don't want to. Can't you understand? They don't want to change them.
For sure. So watch out on the north side, because one time it's eyeing them weed spots and illegal searches in full effect. That's why we say. say, fuck the holies. Which, by the way, the OGs say,
is an expression of revolutionary culture.
And Hood News sends an alert to all the East Side riders. Hang that RBG flag high, not that red, white, and blue bullshit. Right. Welcome to the Hood News. It may not be good news, but it sure is Hood News.
Sometimes I just don't care.
On the West Side, a woman had this to say about the prison system.
It's not new. It just happened to be my son this time instead of some other black woman's son.
So the Hood News would like to know, what do you think the real problem is?
I blame the prison. I blame the people who run the prison. I blame the governor, the state, and the United States government. I blame them all because they have the power to change these things and don't want to. Can't you understand? They don't want to change them.
For sure. So watch out on the north side, because one time it's iron and weed spots and illegal searches in full effect. That's why we say, fuck the holies. Which, by the way, the OGs say,
is an expression of revolutionary culture.
And Hood News sends an alert to all the East Side riders. Hang that RBG flag high, not that red, white, and blue bullshit. Bin Laden wasn't aiming for you. Watch that media. That's right, turn off the radio, TV, all that bullshit. Don't believe the FBI shit about pocket big. Let's find out for ourselves. You are in tune to the Hood News. It may not be good news, but it sure enough is Hood News.
Time. I'm tired of struggling, dawg. I'm tired of struggling, dawg.
The system ain't gonna change unless we make it change.
The White House is the rock house. Uncle Sam is the motherfucking push man. What I gotta do to make sure you understand? Timberland, what I gotta do? Kidnap a lyric, take a melody, make it relevant. Hold a harmony hostage to these people, army verses. Stash the arms in the churches, bombs in the purses. Just when you think it's calm on the surface, we bomb on the first. I can talk, get nervous every verse. Revolutionary curse words, first come, first serve. Ain't no lost love, freedom calls blood. That's word to the mall's bird.
Okay, folks, here we go. We've got a final track granted very graciously to us by the council, obviously because our interest in politics sets us above the heads of normal civilians. Big up the Noise Abatement team from Hackney. Thank you, Paul and Lorraine. We got one more track from the Spivs, and then we'll be returning to Rick on the Wheels of Steel, on the Wheels of Political Steel.
The Box of Magic Tricks.
And when they say a girl bird is supposed to cry, and when they say a girl bird is supposed to cry, oh boy, you break my heart. Everything goes down. And they say a girl bird is supposed to cry, oh, when I call you up on the telephone, every time it's the same. Hey, you pick it up and answer it, and then you slam it down again. Ah, 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 ah. And they say a girl bird is supposed to cry. And they say a girl bird is supposed to cry. Oh boy, you break my heart. Everything goes down. And they say a girl bird is supposed to cry. And when I call you up on the telephone, every time it's the same. Hey, you pick it up and answer it, and then you slam it down again. We'll be right back.
what happened. I went out last night and I got hitched up. When I woke up this morning, you should have seen what I had lying in the bed with me. She jumped up out the bed, put a hand on her eye, and she looked at me like a dying candle that commoded in me. And she said, so this time we got it wild, girl. Oh, we did. We got it wild down there. Things is really getting going. It was fun enough, it was sounding like this. She said, oh, we did. We got it wide down there. Things is really getting good. Spun it up and sounded like this. She jumped up on the bed, put her hand on her eye. And do you know what she told me? Do you even know what she tried to tell me? She said, ooh, it feels so good.
That's it from the Spivs for this evening. Thank you very much. We're going to go now into Ellen and Paul's final election rundown. Over to you, Ellen.
Okay, well, you know, here we are on, you know, on a music radio station. We're talking about the arts here. We're going to sum up the candidates' cultural contribution to London. Okay, and we're starting with Ken. Now, those of you who remember the Britpop era might remember Ken Livingstone's contribution to Blur's 1997 album, The Great Escape, where he was a guest vocalist on Blur's song, Arnold Same. He's also made numerous camera appearances in comedy programmes, including Drop the Dead Donkey. So, you know. And, you know, in today's modern media world, we're going to look at the YouTube factor. And if you put Ken Livingstone into YouTube, you get 536 searches. 506 entries for Ken Livingstone. Here we go.
Boris Johnson from the Conservatives directed and appeared in, I believe, a documentary, The Dream of Rome, about the Roman Empire. He's also a frequent guest on Have I Got News For You? And he was nominated for BAFTA for his performances in 2004 on that show. He seems to have the most songs on YouTube about him, either in support or opposition. There's quite a few, interesting tracks on there, wouldn't you say? What do they range from? Kate Nash was one of the tracks, wasn't it?
A Lily Allen inspired track, a Cure inspired track. Lots of tracks about Boris there.
Yeah, and he has slightly less video clips or searches on the actual YouTube site. 419, I believe he's got.
Okay, Brian Paddock. Richard Barnbrook for the BNP. Now, Richard Barnbrook is an interesting character. In his student days, best known as a director of homoerotic films. His best known work as a conceptual artist was HMS Discovery, described by some as Marxist gay porn, which features homoerotic themes and many naked men.
Is that when he put his head up his arse the first time?
Sean Berry for the Green Party is a published author. She's written a couple of books on the environment and possibly one with a travel theme.
Okay, we'll have to apologise here for excusing a few of the less prominent candidates, should we say.
Well, we couldn't find a contribution
for many of these. YouTube, nothing came up. But the last candidate we can talk about is Brian Paddock. And unfortunately, the only significant contribution we can find that he's made to culture is that Brian Paddock's cousin was a prominent comedy actor in the 60s. He starred in The School for Scandal and Up Pompeii. And also appeared on The Benny Hill Show. As a policeman, surely.
Or comedy copper, surely.
Comedy copper's there all the way. Okay, so that's our summary of the cultural contribution of the major mayoral candidates. And we'll hand back to Adam now. Thank you very much. You've been a great audience. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you very much, Adam and Paul, and all of our audience and the people at Faux Restaurant in Clerkenwell who've commented on this evening's election from their or sort of other points of view. I do see in the background, Rob. Who did you vote for? Did you vote?
Get him on the mic. Come in.
That's right, Rob. Yeah, you. Got a late attendant. What did you vote? He's not a voter. Well, he joins the studio's absentees. You've missed your. He's a Ken man. You've missed your opportunity to vote by a couple of hours. No, by an hour now. We've definitely run out of opportunity to play live music for all the right and all the wrong reasons. Apologies to our neighbours, incidentally. I'm sure you're not tuned in. That'd be hilarious. I can't hear the radio because this bloody band is playing in the background. They are lucky, though. Unfortunately, Mike has not been able to listen out in Littlehampton. So we're going to move now to the end of the evening's programming, which we've got some DJs. We've got some DJs lined up, but well, it's not possible to play them now. Maybe we could do an acoustic quiet set. We'll have a look at that. But anyway, Rick's gonna hit the politics and on the magic box and. We'll get back to you a bit later on. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed our election special thus far.